This podcast delves into the dark, the depraved, and all things to keep you up at night. Listener discretion is advised. Now, sit back, pull the covers over your head, and allow yourself to be taken on a journey through the abyss.
Hey there, pod people. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Whispers, a Through the Abyss podcast production. I'm your co-host, Mandy.
And I'm your co-host, Ben.
And tonight we are talking to one of my personal paranormal buddies, Kim, or Kim Squared, as we like to call her. We had another Kim in our group, so she's Kim Squared. Yeah. So, yeah. going to talk a little bit about a place that we visited together here in a little bit. Thanks for coming on tonight. I appreciate you chatting with us about this thing.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Before we get into Hales Bar Dam, the topic where I'm really interested in, tell us a little bit about how you kind of got into ghost hunting.
here's what I didn't realize was, I didn't know my grandmother had some, I don't know if you want to call it talents or however, but powers.
Okay.
I just found interesting. I just learned this like last month. She could read tea leaves.
Oh, nice.
Yes. I did not know that. I just found that out. Yeah. She'd look at it and say, oh, okay. And then, you know, mom would, you know, they'd be sitting at the dinner table and she'd say something. Oh, okay. And she also had dreams. She dreamed a lot of dreams that came true.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So yeah, I'd be curious, like, how far back that, obviously there's been abilities at least three generations. So.
Wow.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. And then my mom had some things. My mom seems to be in tune more than me. I need to open myself up more, but my mom,
it's hard
has
to
had
do.
Some, yeah. Yeah. She had some incidents, but it all started, we lived in a house in Harrison, and there would be days where, and Kim was with me, and I have other friends, but we'd be sitting there and it would just be us home, and it would sound like people were bowling upstairs, and it sounded like, yeah, the furniture, it sounded like furniture was just being rolled all over the floor, all over the place. My mom had, some ghost sightings there. The only thing that I actually saw was my mom was rehearsing for a wedding, her and her friend, and I was sitting there watching them. I was looking down the hallway and I could see like maybe a quarter of a person from like their shoulder down, like, and they would peek around and watch and then peek back in and then peek. Couldn't tell if it was male or female. Very translucent, you know, but yeah, that was,
so it was like light, or was it like shadow person-ish?
It was more like, probably more like shadow.
Yeah.
The best experience that I had, and I know Kim was there too. It was for my high school graduation, and my grandparents owned a winery in Vivy, Indiana.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, then we would just go down there on weekends. You know, they just stopped using it as a business or whatever. And we would go down. It used to be an old house. And so earlier that day, there was a piece of furniture in one of the bedrooms. And I got to thinking, because I do not remember my Grandma Meyer on my dad's side, my dad's mom. And I was like, oh, I wonder if Grandma ever, you know, was here. And, you know, she used this piece of furniture or whatever. So it got to be nighttime and everyone was camped out in the living room. Me and mom were in the bedroom and the door was wide open and we're laying there and the room was pitch black. This, I will never forget this ever. And this ball, and probably a little bit smaller than a tennis ball, just out of the blue, came across the ceiling, went around the light, went up and down the walls, and it lit up the whole room like a green.
Wow.
Lit up the whole room. Yeah. Yes.
It coolest rolled across experience. The ceiling?
Yeah. It went across like shooting across the ceiling, up and down the walls, and real bright. And me
not
and my
an
mom,
actual tennis ball, Ben.
No,
Yeah,
not
like a
light.
ball of light, yeah.
Yeah, like a ball of light, just smaller than a tennis ball. And you know, me and my I, neither one of us felt afraid, you know, we were just watching it. And then it went around and went around the light and then went down in the corner right behind the piece of furniture that I had just thought of earlier that day.
Wow.
Yeah. And we both looked at each other and we're like, did you see that? Yeah. And that was it. That was it. So when we asked all the people the next day who were just sleeping in the next room over, I mean, like I said, the doors were open. People were sleeping in their sleeping bags or whatever. They didn't see it at all. The room was dark to them. So I don't know. Yeah.
Well, maybe that was your grandma saying, hey, yeah,
I
I used to
know.
sit here.
So I was like, that was pretty cool.
My mind always goes in weird places, and if you've ever seen the movie Batteries Not Included, I'm like tiny
Oh, I love
spaceship,
it.
tiny
Oh,
spaceship.
yeah. Oh, you're the little cur the cute one?
Yeah.
That's you? Yeah. Okay. I don't think so, but okay.
Nah.
I do like
Yeah,
that
so
movie,
pretty
though. It is cute.
much, I try to debunk it, but there's no way. You know, like I was thinking, like, okay, old electricity and maybe, you know, wires were going berserk. I'm like, but I
Yeah,
don't
but
know.
you
The
guys are the
lights were
only
off.
two who saw it.
Yes,
So that's,
yes.
yeah,
Yeah.
that's
Yeah. If nobody
amazing.
else in the room
Amazing.
saw it, then there's
Yeah.
something going on.
I mean, and the room was lit. I mean, pretty much like how I'm sitting now. I mean, it just lit up and then went completely dark when it was done. So, yeah.
That's some
Yeah,
crazy
so that what
stuff.
I'd say is when it all started. And I, oh God, you know, you get stupid and you dabble in the stupid Ouija board, and I will never, ever, ever touch one of those again. You just do stupid crap. But yeah, that's when it all started. And I'm going to say it started with Kim too. That's when we both got interested in it. And her, she was able to do it more, obviously, than I was because, you know, I was further along with grandkids and stuff like that. But that's where it all began in 1987.
Wow, I was 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh
Yeah. Well, I always
my
had an
gosh.
interest in it only because, you know, I don't know. And it could be just because somewhere it's, I don't want to say in my genes, in my DNA or whatever, but knowing that my mom had some interesting things happen to her, and then I knew my nan did. And then later on, like I said, just a couple of weeks ago, I didn't realize she did the
Well, I'd
leaves.
say they probably pass some stuff on to you. You just don't
Yeah,
know
for
how
sure. Have
to
you ever
deal with
noticed
it.
anything with dreams with you?
There was two dreams that I've had that actually did come true.
Yeah.
And
I
that's
mean,
been
I'd
a
say
while.
two's a decent amount for coming true
Yeah.
dreams. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your
Two.
grandson has some abilities.
Oh. That, yeah. So
You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. We can just leave it at
no,
that.
it's okay. So, and I, you know, I wish my daughter and my mom were here more because I wasn't there. I just heard it from them. But I guess he said that me and Kim, well, Kim was sitting with me at my mom's dining room table, and Kim had already passed. And he said that you know, I have to order a truck, a UPS truck. He loves trucks, matchbox car trucks, loves any kind of truck. And I guess they said, well, I mean, he basically said that Kim was sitting with me at the table at my mom's, and this was what, a week after she passed?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we were in the living room, and I have a picture of me and Kim, and he's never met Kim, ever. So that
Really?
amazed me that, yeah, never has met her. No.
Wow.
So it kind of amazed me that he knew that it was Kim. And then he asked me about my friend Kim. I'm trying to think. My memory's gotten terrible. I
I know
think
what
because
you mean.
sometimes I like to blank things out. What happened to your friend? And I said, she was sick. I bet you miss her. And I said, I do. I do. I miss her a lot. And I said, do you know what she looks like? And he said, no. And he said, well, I saw her at Graham's table. And I said, come here. And I pointed and showed him a picture of her. And he said, that was her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Barbie also, our psychic friend, she also confirmed something about the truck. I can't remember what she said about
You
it.
know, and I didn't put two and two together when you said that. And then I got to thinking, oh my God, I knew exactly when you said, well, duh. Because she also had said something about your grandfather too, didn't she?
Yeah, and I've never spoken of him to her. Barbie, for those who don't know, she's a good friend of ours. She's also you can call her psychic medium, whatever. She's got some pretty powerful gifts. She was one of our consultants that we used for Revenant Quest Paranormal Society, which is unfortunately no longer. We closed it down after my cousin Kim, who is this Kim's best friend since childhood. She passed in July, unfortunately, so we shut the thing down. But she actually came to Barbie because she couldn't get through to any of
I
us
love
at
that. I love
the
that.
time.
Yeah, stubborn.
She apparently said I was being too stubborn and not opening myself up. So she went to Barbie and told on me, which is something Kim would have done. Yeah. But she had confirmed a lot of stuff that I told Kim and the other Kim's daughters. And it was really kind of freaky, but just like, okay, well, that just kind of validates that Kim really was visiting her.
I loved that. Yeah. I mean, that was pretty cool. She said about your grandfather. I thought that was really, really
Yeah, it didn't dawn on me at first until
neat.
I asked them, like, do you guys have a Papa Joe? And they're like, no. I'm like, oh, I do. What am I talking about? I didn't call him Papa. He was just Grandpa, but I do call my other grandpa Papa, which I'm thinking maybe she said that so I would, link the two up, I guess. I don't know. But that was kind of weird. Definitely kind of weird. So other than Hales Dam, is that the only place you ever went with us? I can't remember.
Yeah, I went when she was doing Mackie's. I went the one time with her to that, because Shelby and my stepdaughter and her friend wanted to go, so I went with them and did the tour. But yeah, unfortunately, that was the only one I was able to make it to. I was looking forward to doing more.
Oh,
But yeah,
we still can.
that's right.
Did
We're going
anything
back to
happen
Hell's
when you
Dam.
were at Mackey's?
No. Well, I'm trying to think. There was one thing, but she was in. She did one thing because these papers just flew off of the music stand. It was a stage. But it wound up, she's like, I need to go look at that again. And she went over that, and there was a vent that blew air
Oh,
straight
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
No,
Debunked.
didn't really feel anything. And it was funny because from coming from somebody who believed in it all the time and was like diehard, when we went to Hales Dam, I went as being skeptic, totally skeptical of the whole thing. Because I wanted to try to not be over, I don't know, sensitive, or I don't know what word I'm looking for, but I didn't want to go, oh yeah, I feel that. Oh yeah, what was that? I didn't want to be like that. You know, I didn't want to be, oh yeah, that's, oh yeah, no. I went in there totally like, what was that?
Yes, you were very wrong at that place.
Yes.
So Hales Dam Bar, it sits right on the Tennessee River in Marion County, Tennessee. It's kind of I would just say it's in Chattanooga. I think it may have been like on the outskirts of Chattanooga though, because like where we stayed was Eastern time, and it was 5 minutes away from Hales Dam Bar, which was in Central time. So Chattanooga's kind of that little line or whatnot. But we went when God, when did we go? Do you remember what year it was?
I'm lucky I can remember my name anymore. It's awful. I
Maybe
really don't.
2016, 2015, something like that. It's been a while.
Could be like that.
Well, we made the mistake of going in June, which I'm from Tennessee, so I should have known better to begin with. It was hot as hell in this place. My God. And oh,
So is this like a Mackey's type old bar? The air conditioner is not
No,
really functioning.
dam meaning like
It's
water dam.
huge.
And this
Oh, okay.
place is massive. I mean, you
It
can't.
was. It was massive,
Yeah, when
huge.
you're looking at the building, it doesn't look like it. But when you get inside, oh my God, it just goes on and
No.
on.
If you
And
were
they
to
have
look at it from the
underground
outside, it
tunnels.
almost resembled like an old factory.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like a
That just
totally
sits on a
old
river.
factory.
Yeah. Yeah, because the actual dam, I think most of it's underwater now, isn't it? Because I don't
Yeah,
remember really
I believe so.
seeing it. This dam's got a lot of history, a lot of
Me
bad
neither.
history. It started
Yeah.
construction in 1905, didn't get finished till I think like 1919, 1913. It was 113 feet high, 2,315 feet long, and its spillway had a combined discharge capacity of 224,000 cubic feet per second. And it used to be one of the first major multipurpose dams and one of the first major dams to be built across a navigable channel in the United States. At the time, it cost $10 million to build after all was said and done, which equals it's about $237 million in today's value. So it was pretty expensive to put it up. And the thing is that it was built on Cherokee land. And back during the illegal treaty of the Sycamore Shoals on March 17, 1775, War Chief Dragging Canoe cursed the land, vowing that it was dark and bloody land and would be unproductive and uninhabitable for anyone that attempted to settle there. And the Cherokees actually also believed that the land and the area, the water where the dam was sacred land. So it's got a Native American curse on it, which after being there, I say, hell yes, absolutely, 100%. I don't like to mess with Native Americans because they don't play. They're not much fun to deal with. So
Was
I
it
try to
always
be.
called Hell's Dam, or did the Hell's part get attached due
Hales,
to the?
Hales.
Oh, okay. Hell's
Hales
Dam.
Dam and Bar. Yeah. Sorry, my accent might be coming a little bit of that.
Hales.
Hales Dam.
Oh, no.
It's, and I'm gonna attach in our notes for this episode, a really cool history of the place. So if anybody's interested, they can go back and read it because it's very,
It is very interesting.
yeah, I
And
mean,
it
it's,
literally it was cursed from the start.
yeah, even before they even decided to build on it. And actually, I think several hundred people ended up dying during the course of its, you know, occupation, whatever. But it is.
Well, and didn't they do part of that too? They had to walk the kids through the tunnels to get to the other side. Wasn't
Yeah.
that part of it also?
And then the course of the tunnels flooded occasionally, and some kids were actually killed. Excuse me. Killed during that. And they, at one part of it, a different tunnel system that you can't, obviously, is not no longer accessible, but they flooded it. When they did, they also flooded the town around it and the cemetery, which they did not move the bodies before they flooded it. Yeah. So we're talking like poltergeist stuff now. And actually, I think until the mid 90s, you could see on one part of it, three of the headstones still sticking up out of the water. I would love to dive that just to see that old city and the old cemetery. That would be cool. You know, unless I actually saw
Andy's always the
something.
one that's like posting while we're doing this the most graphic crime scenes, and she's fine, and I'm like, oh, what are we looking at?
I'm weird. I can't help it. Whatever. But yeah, it's since changed ownership since we were down there. Because before, I think it was a very, very reasonably priced investigation to go to. It was not expensive at all, which is fantastic. And they gave you 12 hours, where most
Wow.
places you get 8. We didn't stay the whole 12 hours. I think we made it till 2 a.m. and they're like, no, we're done. We're going back to the hotel.
Just
Would
too
have
much
melted.
activity or got tired?
The heat was just,
The heat,
oh
yeah.
Lord. And towards the
The
end of the
weather
night, it was getting
definitely.
quiet. Yeah. We had some interesting stuff happen. You want to tell some of the things that that you remember happening there?
All right, so the first one, and I get to chuckle because bullshit, there ain't nothing happening. So we're taking the tour, this is the very beginning when we're there, and we're almost like it's the four of us plus the guy giving the tour. We're almost like looking over. I can't describe it. Whatever that part of that building is, humongous. And I remember I think you said something first, and we're like, no, it's just a bug or something, because the bugs were bad, the mayflies were terrible. But then, so we just brushed it off because you said something had touched your arm. But then it was almost like something went down the line. Me, Kim, you, and then Amy. Like somebody had touched your arms all the way down. I was like, I swear somebody just touched something to touch. And Kim's like, yeah, me too. And you're like, wait a minute. I said it and you guys said it was bugs. But now you're saying it. Yeah, that was the first thing that I remember. That was definitely a touch. If you want to talk about other things, but you know the one. That was so impressive when we were sitting in the tunnel.
That still makes me angry to this day.
But can you not say that that was like one of the coolest things ever that you experienced?
That probably is the absolute coolest thing I've ever experienced in my entire ghost hunting life. Yeah.
So we were sitting, it was like three tunnels, was it not? One shut off, one shut off behind us. And I know as we were sitting, that we were sitting there pitch black, pitch black, except for our flashlights and stuff that we had. And I remember you and Amy were both like, I don't like the, Amy kept on saying, well, I don't like the way he looks. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, he looks. Because I guess she saw some things down there. And I never felt anything. So the one end, and we had walked these tunnels, and the one end, it's where they kept a whole bunch of kids' toys and balls and stuff like that. So Mandy got the idea of putting, what are those lights called?
The glow sticks.
The glow sticks in a balloon. And did you put just one?
Yeah, there was just one balloon
Okay.
with one, I think it was a yellow glow stick.
Yes. So she puts it in the tunnel down where the toys and stuff are.
Which
Now,
was on the
mind you,
opposite end
we're
from where we were.
correct. And we're sitting where all three of the connect. And we're just sitting there. And then all of a sudden, it was you who said, are you guys seeing this? And it was almost like you had to focus your eyes. Because again, like I said, it was pitch black. And sure enough, that balloon. Now, mind you, there was no airway. There was nothing. There's. You know, and people are probably like, oh, they're having something out. There's no ventilation, no way of air getting where we were at.
No air moving
Trust me, because we were
whatsoever.
melting. It was so hot.
And we're also the glow stick was weighting the balloon down. So there was no way for it to be moving.
So you saw it levitate?
Oh, it did more than that.
It started levitating, it started coming forward and closer to us. And went back up, and they were asking questions and talking. And it was almost like we were just and then down, and then come forward and go back, and it lasted for a good while, a
Yeah.
good while.
And we're not talking just minor movements.
And
We're talking like it was almost like somebody was standing there holding this
yes,
thing,
fast,
making it
back.
move
You know,
from wall to
it.
wall,
Yeah.
ceiling to floor. I mean, this was not something that any kind of wind would make it do. I mean, something had to be physically holding this
Yeah.
thing. And there was nobody in the tunnel because there was only one way in and we were by it. So there was nobody else in the tunnel.
Right.
And the
Did
funny thing
you
is that
go
I had.
towards the balloon to make sure there was no one in the tunnel?
Well, you would have been able to see him because we had our cameras and stuff going.
But
We
no one was
had.
brave. My main question is, I don't think there was anyone in the tunnel, is if anyone was brave enough to approach this moving balloon.
Well, no, but you also don't want to rush up on something because you're going to make it stop. And I actually had my camera on it.
God, that was
Camera didn't pick shit up. I was watching the footage the other day, and all you can see is this creeping blackness coming towards
Like
my
you don't even
camera.
see the balloon?
No, we had Amy, one of Amy's DVR cameras, 3 feet from this damn thing. And there is no way possible that that camera would not have picked it up. Nothing. The balloon on camera didn't move an inch, but
Yeah,
we
you
were
would think a
watching
glowing
it.
light would be like, no doubt it would be picked up.
I don't know how it did it. Don't know how. Because all
Yeah.
four of us were seeing the exact same thing. That would have
Yep.
been The best
That was
evidence
cool.
clip ever. And the damn camera didn't pick it up.
Yes.
The balloon just sat there. But we were all physically watching this thing move all over this tunnel. So it makes me angry to talk about it. It makes my blood pressure go up to even talk about it to
So
this
that's
day.
why you're angry that you'd have no feed of it.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Right. Yeah. As soon as we got home, I was like, Amy, you need to watch that clip and give it to me quickly. Nothing. Not a damn thing. Not even my camera that I was holding picked it up.
I
So
mean, that
disappointing.
was so
Gotten
cool.
it though, everyone would have said that it was someone in like a black suit moving it
Oh,
around.
absolutely.
No, they wouldn't
Yeah.
have, because if the DVR had picked it
But I'm
up,
telling you.
it would have been illuminated. That person would have been illuminated because it had night shot on it. So
Gotcha.
there's no way somebody could have
True.
came in and picked up that balloon and not been on a camera. Like anybody else on night shot, there's no way they could have, anybody could have disputed it. If the stupid ghost had not tricked something, I don't even know how they did it.
That was so cool.
Amy wasn't watching it though. She had her back to us because she was paying attention to some creeper that was trying to sneak up behind us.
The
Yeah. So.
keep an eye there.
We'll watch the balloon.
Right.
And
Yeah,
there was.
that was cool. That ranks up there with the
Yeah.
ball of whatever.
Yeah. Did you have any, do you remember anything else happening there? I know that
No,
when I was.
I don't remember. I'm trying to think. Because we ended it. I'm trying to think where we were. Because I know we went up
I think we were on the top
into that
level.
one room. Just those two things is all I remember. The feeling like somebody went down, that like touched our arms and went down, and then that. You can't debunk the balloon. I'm sorry, you just
Well, you can't because we didn't get physical proof of it. I mean,
can't.
we have
Yeah,
our experiences. That's
right.
it. We have personal experiences watching this balloon
Yeah,
go
that's
all over the
true.
tunnel.
The thing that Amy's feeling, right, where she thinks there's a creeper behind her, had to have been pretty intense for her to not watch the balloon from the way it sounds. It's like, how can you ignore the floating, glowing globe?
Well, she was under the
Right.
impression that this creeper was trying to distract us so that he could
Right.
do something. So she's like, I'm
Yeah.
just gonna watch him. And she did. She had her back to us the whole time.
Wow.
Very, very close to us, but her back to us,
But she
yeah.
did see the balloon at some point, right? And then turned around and did this. Or is
Yeah,
she
I think
not
she
a witness
glanced
to
at
me?
it a little bit. But yeah, I mean, we were commenting the whole time. We're like, the whole time it was moving. We're like,
Yeah.
do you guys really see
That was
this?
so cool.
Yeah, it really was, but it still pisses me off we didn't catch it on camera. I think the only other thing that happened to me was when the three of you had broken off and I was standing by where our monitors were. You guys had broken off to set up cameras or record, do something with recorders or something. And I heard little kids laughing kind of right beside
Oh,
me when I was by myself.
wow. Yeah.
I think that's when I told you guys to hurry up. Because little
Yeah.
kids giggling in the dark when you're alone is not
Yeah.
fun at all.
Right.
Even as a ghost hunter, it's not
Right,
fun.
right.
It was a very, very cool place. And there's so much history. And a lot of people down in those tunnels have been physically assaulted. I'm glad that didn't happen to us while
Yeah,
we were down
agreed.
there.
Agreed.
It was a totally cool place. And I definitely would love to go back. Do you have any other places that you've been that you've had anything happen?
Think. Definitely. I would love where we lived at in Harrison. It was like a two family. It was huge. It's like a house on top of a house. It was three bedrooms downstairs and a three bedroom house upstairs. I mean, it
Wow.
wasn't small. And so it was an old man. He was actually a retired psychiatrist. And he had bought the land and built the house or whatever. And he had a lady and her son move in with him, and mostly companion. Like she would take trips with him and take care of him and stuff. So they saw stuff upstairs in this house. They saw like period garb, like from the West, like, cowboys,
Oh,
the long
cool.
prairie skirts. The son saw a man, and the woman saw a woman. Now, my mom had some things out there too, where she woke up in the middle of the night and rolled over, and there was a lady when she rolled over. So she would have rolled away from my dad, so she'd be on the bed facing the wall, and there was a lady lying next to her, like midair.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Andy, you're
What did
funny.
she do? I would have probably wet the bed.
Well, and that, yeah. So, which cracks me up is you're a ghost hunter and this stuff freaks you out.
Only when I'm by myself. It's different when you're by
Absolutely.
yourself.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Because I've had people visit me in my house before I kind of set boundaries. I mean,
Yeah.
I think family members and people I know who have crossed over come visit me, and they go to, it's always at fucking 3 o'clock in the damn morning when I'm asleep and don't want to deal with them. And
Yeah.
I've even had one person sit down physically on my bed, and I could physically feel my bed go down. I'm
Oh,
like, go
wow.
the hell away. Talk to me when I'm awake.
Right.
But I don't let any lower vibration entities in my house. It's only people who've already crossed over and come back. You know,
Right.
that's just to be
Yeah.
safe. So this is my home. You got to have boundaries.
I always tell them, or ask that they visit me in my dreams, or if they're going to make themselves known to me or whatever, please don't scare the crap out of me. I don't want to be caught off guard.
I'm just waiting for Kim to scare the crap out of you.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
I
Because
know
one of the
it
last things I told her in the hospital before she came home was, you can come and visit me. You better come and visit me. And she said, oh, I will. I'm just waiting. It's going to happen. I know it is. I have to open myself up because right now I'm still so upset about her passing, that I just need to open up just a little bit. But
Well, it's still really raw right now. It hasn't been that long, so
it really is. Yeah.
it's still rough to, going back through my videos and stuff. I see her in here, and it's just I have to turn it off most of the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's. But couple weeks ago, well, I guess it's been about a month. We actually went over to Kim's mom's house, and it was me, her daughter Jess, her niece Lexi and her sister Cindy and my mom. And we were over there trying to get in touch with them. She came through along with her dad because her dad had passed a year prior of cancer as well. So they were together. And
I
Kim
wish I would. I
always,
cannot wait for you guys to do that again. I want to
oh,
be
yeah,
there.
we're totally going to. Yeah. And I need to get that film and stuff ready for everybody, but I just haven't been able to really watch it.
Yeah.
But she, if anybody who ghost hunts, there's a flashlight trick that you can do with a mag light. You can turn it to where there's just barely a connection to the battery and the light itself. And ghosts can complete that connection and communicate with you. Kim always used this. So I did it again. I actually used her flashlight for it. And that was the thing that she used most to communicate with us. And we also had my portal, which is it's kind of like a spirit box, but it's not as annoying as a spirit box is. I use an app called Dead Time, so it cycles through words. The words play backwards. So when you get
Oh,
something forwards,
wow.
then it means possibly something's communicating with you. She used that a little bit, and so did her dad. But her dad,
Oh, really?
God love him, he had no clue what the hell was going on. Like you could hear conversations between her and him. And we're
Oh,
like, Jerry, talk to us. But he didn't understand that
that's so
we could hear
cool.
him, apparently. And then my stepdad, Daryl, was there, who passed in 2013 of cancer. He was there
Really?
trying to, being Daryl, trying to help out and
Yeah.
everything, which is normal. But Kim was being Kim. She was kind of yelling at her dad, like,
Right.
get away, I got this. This is what you're supposed to do type thing. taking charge of the flashlight. And she used it. She used it really well. I was really impressed with how far
That's
she's
cool.
come in such a short time.
That's
Yeah,
pretty cool.
it was. It was. And some things were said that only she would have known.
Right.
Yeah, it was definitely cool. And I think her mom, Patty, wants to be involved in it next time.
Yeah,
So.
she said, yeah, when I had acted with them, she said, I said, well, I have to be there. I definitely. But when you were asking before, I'm trying to think what else. I used to, when I would be going through stress, my grandmother, I called Nan. Her name was Nan. And Nan would come and just always show herself to me in a dream just to let me know everything. Every time I'm stressed, she came to me. Now, an ex-boyfriend who had passed away, God, this has been back when I was pregnant with Shelby, passed away unexpectedly. He drowned.
Oh, wow.
For a good 3 years, no matter what dream I was having, he would show himself, whether he'd be in the bathroom, just walking by and he'd turn and smile and just keep on going, or
Oh.
he might be sitting in a room and it was almost like I it's almost like movie, and it would pan on him, smile, and then it would be done. I mean, it was the coolest thing.
Oh.
That happened for a good 3 years. But my Nan still comes to me. If I'm stressed about something, she'll always appear and be like, I'm here, it's okay. She'll smile and I'll know everything will be all right.
Yeah, that's having gifts is cool. I mean, because I'm an empath and it can be a little bit rough because you
Yeah,
get
oh,
to
I bet.
feel everything that everybody else feels on top of. Spirits seem to be attracted to you too, which is why I have to set boundaries in my house. Because, God, they'd be bothering you all the time.
That's my mom's like, okay, I'm really sick of seeing dead people because it never fails. She's still to this day, she expect when a loved one, a friend, or a family member has passed, they appear to her along with the others who have passed before them. So yeah.
Well, it's comforting to know that they're
And
still around, you
yeah.
know.
And she had the That was a visit. That was really cool.
What was it?
She had a visit. She said she had fallen asleep on the couch, fell asleep. And she was, it was like he called on the phone. And she said, how are you doing? He said, I can't tell you. And she said it went on for, she said the dream felt like it went on for when she woke up, and I wish I could remember the other details of the dream. So lifelike. When she woke up, she had her hand up and she was trying to reach him. And when she woke up, her hand was out. Like she
Oh,
was reaching for him.
that's
So
cool.
yeah, she's had a couple of visits from my dad. Now, mind you, they've been divorced since I was 18, but
Oh,
they always had a close friendship.
that's good.
Yeah, I've only had. I haven't had a visit from him.
Well, you may have, you just may not have known he was there.
Right. Yeah, I don't doubt that he hasn't. I believe my dad's around.
Yeah.
I probably haven't opened myself. I think because I'm just afraid I'm going to be a big mush ball because all I want to do is cry. when I think of him.
Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that because I have my moments when, going over stuff that I know I'm going to see Kim in footage and hear her voice. So, or
Right.
even just thinking about her just for no reason. You know, it's that's just what happens when people you love pass. Sucks.
It does. Yes, it does.
It does.
Right.
Wish we didn't have to go through that, or we had an open line telecommunication with them directly. We could talk to whenever, but anywho, did you have any other stories that you wanted to tell us?
Trying to think if there's only one other one, and it goes along the same lines as the phone call. I had a cousin that had passed early in her 30s, unexpectedly woke up and
Oh.
hollered for her mother and fell right there on the floor. Gone.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's, you know, they didn't do an autopsy or anything, so God only knows what it was, but yeah. So I believe it was a visit. And I was talking to her on the phone, just like, hey, my God, I miss you. And, you know, how are you doing and all that? And I said, well, hold on. I said, you've got to talk to your sisters. Let me go get your sisters. I know they want to talk to you. And she said, I can't. I've got to go. I've got to go. And I said, well, just hold on. And she said, no, I'll see them and I'll talk to them. She said, but right now I have to go. That to me felt like a visit. That it was so real. And so, I mean, what we were talking about was like real stuff. Like, you know, she's like, you know, I'm sorry I had to go so quickly. Like, just stuff like that. Like, it didn't feel like a regular dream, like would make no sense or whatever. It was pretty cool.
I love stuff like that. It's so interesting to hear.
Ah, one other one.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're fine.
So my aunt and uncle live in a house in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
They found out later on that it was part of the Underground Railroad.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's 1800s. Now it's on the historic, you know, properties there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had always talked about the ghost Herman, just a joke. Oh yeah, Herman, Herman, Herman. Well, here my cousins have seen, and it wasn't a Herman; it was a she.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like they'd see her like floating above them or walking through the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I had just had Shelby, and we were there. So this had to be in the 90s, early 90s. We were there. I had been put in the hospital for something. And we had gone there for Thanksgiving. We were going to leave the next day. And my aunt said, you know what? And I was married to my first husband at the time. She said, you guys go sleep in our bedroom. She said, we'll sleep in the other bedroom. We're like, no. She's like, no, it'll be easier for you to get in and out of surgery or procedure. And the whole time I'm thinking, like, oh, my God, please do not let this ghost come anywhere near me. And I'm laying on my side. And my husband at the time and I were talking, and I literally jumped out of my skin because it felt like somebody had put their hand on my side. I was holding him, like I had my hand around his back, you know, and he was facing the wall and I was facing him.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had put their hand on my side, and I jumped, I know, a mile out of that bed. You know, he's like, what's wrong? I'm like, okay. You know that ghost that they joke about being in this house? It's here. I'm like, yeah.
That's so, what you get for telling somebody to leave you alone.
I mean, it wasn't like the blanket moving or anything. It was, you could feel the pressure of somebody pushing down on my side. Not to hurt. I think it was more like a comfort, you know, or like a touch.
Or just say, hey, I'm here and I am bothering you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, get out. But yeah, and that I have to say probably is, I think that's it. I think that's the end of my my ghost stories that I have so far.
Well, girl, we need to get you in some places so you can get some more.
Yes, agreed, because I want to, like I said, and I'd like to talk to your friend. What's her name, Barb or Barbie?
Barbie, yeah.
I would really like to talk to her.
Okay.
And see how I can go about, you know, tapping into some things.
Well, I will, I'll text her and see if it's okay for me to give you her phone number and
absolutely.
See if she can chat and stuff like that. Cause
sure.
She's blunt and she'll tell to you exactly what you need to do.
Yeah. Oops.
So,
well, I can handle it.
All right, girl. Well, I appreciate you coming on tonight.
Yeah, thank you so and much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And when you get some more stuff under your belt, then we'll have you back on. Yeah. When you start
maybe
going.
Maybe that's why my hair's so gray. It's such an early.
Oh, gosh. All right, ma'am. Well, keep in touch. Like, well.
Absolutely.
You don't have a choice anyway with that part. So.
Right.
All right. Well, have a good night. Don't stress out over any ghosts since we've been talking about it for an hour.
No, I won't.
They're coming
absolutely
tonight
not.
For sure.
All right. You take care. Thank you both.
All right. Bye, Kim. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, Ben, we got another episode under our belts. Thanks so much for tuning in to Through the Abyss podcast. And until next time, keep it weird.
Spooklista!